Muslim, others say Riya, and therefore I spoke in Riya. But you are speaking English, and I call your name, World Cup of War. Isn't it? Are you prepared?
Not really prepared, but.
But you should glory by books. You know Prabhupada. Reading books. Also, how many things? Isn't it? One glorifies is benefited. He gets mercy. You understand? A Vaishnava, there is no death. Vaishnava has no death. He is always there. When he is physically present, he is physically present. And at that time, the followers, disciples should serve his body, known as Bhakti-eva. But when he goes to the spiritual boat, enters into Nitya-lila, still he is here. He lives in his bani. Prabhupada Maharaj, my revered spiritual master, has given us so many books, so many lecture tapes, so many things. Still we, every day, chant it, read it, glorify it, isn't it? This is known as Bani Seva, Gopu Seva, Bani Seva. You understand? There is no separation of Gurudev from the disciple. It's eternal relationship. As long as spiritual master is here, physical present, disciple's duty is to serve him, to follow, to obey his order, instructions, and give all sorts of comforts to his body, known as Bapu Seva. But when he leaves this world, disappears, but he still remains here, in his bani. At that time, the disciples and the followers should remember his instructions, should read his books, remember his speeches, his instructions, and act accordingly. Thereby they serve him. That is bani seva. Eternally it goes on. So there is no separation of Gurudev from disciple. Disciples should think like that, should not think like that. You understand? It is very, very painful if someone thinks, some disciple thinks, my Gurudev has gone away from me. Very, very painful. Better to die. It's more than that. You understand? Therefore, we, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, never think so. When we do this joy, prem-dhoni, give, we never say, and we shouldn't say, nitya-lila-pravishta. No. For us, he is always with us. That's very painful for us. If I hear, if someone says nitya-lila-pravishta, no. Say nitya-lila-pravishta for Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod, for others, not for my Gurudev. I warn you. Very painful. He's always with me. He's always with his disciples. You understand? No separation at all. This is the most important thing. You understand? All right. Now it's already past 11. I want to talk more. My speech will be at the last. So we have two sittings. This sitting will continue up to 12. Then we'll have puja. Then prasad. Again this sitting will continue in the evening. So we have a list of speakers. They will speak. Those who cannot speak, they will speak. Are requested to speak in the evening. So it will be concluded. This session will continue. You understand? All right, let me now call the persons. There are a few, very few disciples of Prabhupada here. We call them, but they didn't come. Now I have this list. What's your name? I don't believe you write your name. Write your name.
He came here for the laying down of Sukarna stone, stayed here for 16 days. She took Harinam from Prabhupada. She is a disciple of Prabhupada. Ask Prabhupada. When Prabhupada, after staying in this place, he was going to leave this place, Calcutta. He asked Prabhupada, my dear Maharaj, when will you again be coming to this place? Prabhupada Maharaj said, I will come here when this temple will be completed and deities will be installed. One more thing. How will it be? Prabhupada is no longer now in this material world, in this physical body. How will he come? Up till now we have not completed this temple. Those 12 years have passed. Still incomplete, still hanging on my head, and then my keeping of the fingers. How can I do it? And praying for the mercy of Prabhupada. The mercy is so powerful. When he has expressed a desire, it must fulfill. But I think what Prabhupada has say that he will come here and temple will open, deities will be established. I think must come. Isn't it? Thank you.
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ji.
Function was going on, festival. I was there at the time. Prabhupada was giving lecture. Many, lots of people. Assembled around the half. After the lecture, one person asked Prabhupada, dear Srila Prabhupada, why didn't you show some miracle? Then Prabhupada said, what miracle you want to see? We are Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are not after miracle. They only serve the Lord. The yogis, they show some miracles. We don't show any miracle. We don't want some. And also I don't know any miracle. But you see, just showing as a strong disciples, quite disciples. You see this. Disciples, these persons, these strong people, they are chanting Hare Krishna and dancing. Is it not a miracle? What more miracle you want to see? Can you make them dance? This is the greatest miracle. It's like that. Where is this great miracle? What a Vaishnava can't do.
what he can do? He can do everything. Samatra jagat tarite pare jani jani. One single Vaishnava can deliver whole universe. A such fancy. What miracle you want to see? Less than miracle. All I have concluded, then we'll continue the next session. The disciples of Prabhupada, Big Bhaktidas of this village. He also took Sarinam when Prabhupada was here in 1977. He came late, so he said, in the evening he'll say, oh, I'm a Bhaktman. But up to 1977, January, it has not come to Orisha. People of Orisha had not the opportunity to know about it. I left my home, my family members, everything, in 1974. I traveled throughout India in search of a bona fide spiritual master, Vaishnava. I am born here in Orisha. Here are many Vaishnavas. I know them. Many disciples are disciples of Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj are also here. But I cannot give the answer of the quest of my heart. I heard on intention that how this message of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will spread everywhere. From very childhood I was attracted was Sriman Mahaprabhu. I was born in such a family. I was brought up in such a environment where the Sankirtan was going on. Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. And from very childhood I was doing Sankirtan, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Very much interested. What's it? During my student career, I was not so attentive to my studies. Most of the time I used to spend in the Sankirtan. So I was absent in the school. Anyhow, the mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu, mercy of Krishna, that in spite of my absence and negligence in my studies, I came out successful in the examination. I couldn't think of how it happened. Then I became a teacher. I started my career as a teacher. While I was teaching in the schools, secondary schools, I was teaching mathematics, geography, mother tongue, Surya, and English. These are my subjects. But I was not satisfied with it. All material education. No scope to teach about Krishna. Still, Whenever I get opportunity, I tell about Krishna to my students. In mathematics class, I also tell about Krishna. I had my master, my boss, he remarked that you are not teaching the subject. Anyhow, I was always thinking of when I shall quit it. Very, very painful to me to teach about the, instead of teaching about Krishna, teaching this material things, A plus B whole square. Like that. Anyhow, Krishna gave opportunity. I left. I was in quest of bona fide spiritual master. So I traveled throughout India. I met many Burmese, Gyanis, Pandits, Yogis, Vaishnavas also. Discussed with them. But nobody was speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Yajna, Kalautat Rikirtana, the only dharma. So, after finishing my tour, at last I came to Vrindavan, and I had this belief that Krishna must bless me there, shower his blessings on me. In that land of Vrindavan, beloved land of Krishna, I might meet my spiritual master, and that so happened. At that time, I had put on dress of a sadhu, though I was not a sadhu, wandering sadhu. While passing through Ramana Vedi, once in Vrindavana farm, a stone crept there. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Founder Acharya, His Divine Wish, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj. So I thought of, let me go and see what was going on there. So I entered into that ashram. It was under construction at that time, only few huts were there. The temple was not constructed, just the beginning stage. Only there was one pakka house, Srila Prabhupada's, for Srila Prabhupada. Fortunately, Srila Prabhupada was there. I saw many Western Vaishnavas shaving head with sikha, mala, neck bead, chanting Hare Krishna. I inquired whether Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami was there. Fortunately was there. Then I wanted to see him. So one of the disciples told me to meet his secretary. They will make arrangement. At that time Brahmananda Swami was secretary. I met him and he said, why did you want to meet Srila Prabhupada? I said, yes, I want to meet him, a Mahatma, great Vaishnava, sadhu, his darshan, his various pieces, and I have few, just two, few words to speak. Please have mercy on me, make arrangements. That was time, you see, it's just 12, just past 12, midday. Prabhupada had taken, only taken his prasad,
was sitting in his room on a chair. So Brahmananda Swami went in inside the room and told Prabhupada that one sadhu had come, wanted to see you. Prabhupada at once said, "All right, tell him to come." So I went inside, paid my obeisances, full frustration. And from the first sight, first darshan, I could understand that this Mahatma is really the Paramahansa, Mahabhagavata, is really the representative of Mahaprabhu. I could feel so. It's my heart's attraction, natural attraction. So, then he asked me, "Who are you? What's your name?" A few questions. What do you want? I told about, I answered those questions. And he asked me, I told you, that put on the sadhu's dress. It has not a sadhu. He told me, "Have you taken sannyas?" I said, "No, I'll give you sannyas." From his side he said. So I could understand that he knows my heart. He is really Chaitya Guru, who is in the heart. With that purpose I had left my home. At that time I was speaking Hindi, because I had spent most time in Himalayas, where people were speaking Hindi. Then Prabhupada said, "Well, you are speaking nice Hindi. Can you write my books in Hindi?" I said, "Yes, Prabhupada. My mother tongue is not Hindi. Still, I must write." He ordered Brahmananda, give him one book. Give him paper, pencil, pen, etc., everything. Let him translate in Hindi. So, in 1 hour, no, it's half an hour, 45 minutes, I translated some portion from the Prabhupada's article from BTV back to Godhead. Then immediately I wanted to show it to Prabhupada. I was allowed also. Prabhupada said, "All right, read it out." I read it out. Prabhupada appreciated me much. Then he ordered Brahmananda, "Give him a room, give him all, everything, paper, pen, table, what is needed. He will translate my books in Hindi." He has provided a special room and everything. Whereas the other devotees were not provided with the room because no room was there, in the courts. So many, some of them, grew envious. "Who is this? Just came and was provided with the room." Anyhow, it's Prabhupada's mercy. I started a translation in Hindi. I have translated that book in Hindi, Perfection of Yoga. That was already printed in Hindi. Then Prabhupada left Vrindavan, went to Delhi. From Delhi he went to Calcutta. From Calcutta he went to Mayapur. I was in Vrindavan translating his books. But while I left my family, I told them, they were just lamenting, crying. I said, "Don't lament, don't cry. I'll be in Orisha. You'll see me. I'll never go anywhere else, out of sight." Then Prabhupada wrote me a letter from Mark to Brunner. You know, Dhananjaya Das is now in England. He came in. Few days back he was here. That Dhananjaya Das came with the letter. He handed me that letter. Prabhupada written, a piece of land has been available in Orissa, Bhubaneswar. I want a nice center will be developed there under your leadership. If you agree, please come to Mayapur, we'll talk. I was very much delighted getting that letter, because I thought how Krishna and Mahaprabhu is so merciful that it's going to fulfill my desire to place me in Orissa. The land has already been available. I went to Mayapur. There, Prabhupada accepted me as his initiated disciple, again initiation, again my name Gaur Gobind Das. This land has been donated by Mrs. Chavi Kanango, her husband, Vijayananda Kanango. They live in Calcutta. They are life members. Many times I had asked Prabhupada, dear Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you know this society is an international society, but how is it that in Orissa nobody knows its name? Spread everywhere, but why is it not spread in Orissa? Prabhupada remained silent, didn't give me any answer. I thought of what is the mystery behind it. Why Prabhupada not answering my question? Anyhow, that day my question was answered and I met Vijayananda Kanango, the donor. He told that Prabhupada didn't want to go to Orissa, because his white disciples, the stone disciples, are not allowed to enter into Jagannath temple. The pandas are creating troubles. So Prabhupada was, developed a mood not to come to Orissa. Because he was so dear to Srimad Mahaprabhu, preaching his message, bound throughout the world, fulfilling his desire, Mahaprabhu's desire. Such a dear place of Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Puri, that his disciples were not allowed. He developed a mood of sulkiness. You know sulkiness? So he was in search of a person to break this. You understand? When he found me, he gave that responsibility to me. On that very day, Mayapur, he told me, Gaur Gobind, you will take me to Orissa in his room after initiation. And also told Vijayananda Kanango and his wife, Mrs. Chavi Kanango, I am sending my disciple Gaur Gobind to Orissa. You help him. Show your land, he will develop. Just told them. Vijayananda Kanango told me that when they requested Prabhupada to open a center in Jagannath Puri, Prabhupada said, no, I want to go to Orissa, special to Puri, because my disciples were illiterated. So Bijanakan said, all right, we have a fish plant in Bhubaneswar. That's the capital city of Orissa. We want to donate that land to you. If you may please accept, donate it. And Prabhupada agreed. Then he wrote me a letter. I came down from Vrindavan to Mayapur. Then Prabhupada ordered me to come here and develop it. That means you are in search of a person who will take me to Orissa. So he told me, you will take me to Orissa, Gaur-Gauri. I was thinking at the time, I didn't say anything. You are saying, what shall I say? Yes, that should be carried out, spiritual master Sara, without grumbling, no argument. I was thinking of Prabhupada, the sovereign mercy now. He'll go to Orissa. I was just a newcomer at that time in ISKCON. Still, he bestowed so much responsibility on me. I have full faith in my spiritual master and Krishna. Well, all right. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Arjuna, nimitta matra bhava sabda sath. Just keep. Become an instrument in my hand. Don't fear. So, that thing came to my mind. Oh, what shall we do? We have no power. We are powerless. It's Krishna and his representative, Gurudev. They will act through the servant. At this belief. So at the time, he sent Bhagavad Das, one American devotee, you know him? That big one, with me, here. We came, at that time it was a jungle, out of the way place, it was not developed. When Bhagavad Das came here and saw this place, he said, Govind, we can't stay here, it's a jungle. In the broad daylight, people will kill us here. Nobody will help us. Let us go back. I said, why is it? Prabhupada has ordered. And how to say so? You are an old devotee. Then I told him, all right, you may go back, but I won't go. I'll stay here. At that time I was brahmachari. Prabhupada had not given me sannyas. But Bhagavatas told me, no, brahmachari cannot stay alone. I won't allow you to stay alone. So he compelled me to go back. At that time, at Hyderabad, a great festival was going on. Prabhupada was there. We went to Hyderabad. Special buggy was running from Howrah to Hyderabad. So I was just getting to that buggy, train, and went to Hyderabad. I met Prabhupada and told everything and how this Bhagavad Das compelled me, but I had no desire to come back. Then I requested Prabhupada to give me sannyas. Because Bhagavad Das was threatening me, brahmachari couldn't stay alone. If I have to be in a sannyasi, so he shouldn't have threatened me. I could have stayed alone. Then Prabhupada said, all right. And Vrindavan, coming Ram Navami day, we are going to open that temple. I'll give a sannyas there. Are you going there? Yes, Prabhupada, I must go. So that happened. He gave me sannyas. That occurred. The opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And this is Krishna Balaram Mandir. I am posted here. So after taking sannyas, then I was thinking how to come here, to Orissa. First time I came with that Bhagavata, went back. Then, after taking sannyas, then I was in Hyderabad. From Hyderabad I came during Ratha Yatra, Puri Ratha Yatra, with a group of devotees to preach in Puri and saw this place, but couldn't stay because I was in Hyderabad. Hyderabad president called me back. So I went back. Two times. The last time, third time, he came and stayed here. Then I went to Vrindavan, asked Prabhupada, told everything about Bhubaneswar. Then Prabhupada told me, all right, now you go to Bhubaneswar and open the center. Asked Prabhupada, all right, I'll go. Will you kindly give me some money, some books, some devotees? Prabhupada said, no, nothing would be given. No money, no devotee, no book. Then he narrated his story. My Guru Maharaj told me to go to a stone wall to preach Krishna consciousness. It's quite a foreign land for me. Well, none of my friends, nobody. So I went to carry out the order of my spiritual master. Orissa is your mother land. Why are you afraid? Vaishnava is not alone. Krishna is with him always, he told me. I thought of, my Guru Maharaj is a Vaishnava. I am not a Vaishnava. How Krishna is with me? He sees Krishna everywhere. So he says, all like Guru Maharaj says, Krishna is there. I had full faith in his words. So I came along, putting full faith in the words of my Guru. Yes, Krishna is there, Guru Maharaj said. Definitely Krishna is there. Anyhow, it's causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada. I came here, erected that hot. Still I was living there. Prabhupada stayed there 16 days. Nothing was here. I then applied for this electric light and one this water pipe. Anyhow, I collected some money which was exhausted completely in erecting that pot, and nothing left with me. And I thought of digging a well. People say some 1,000 and more than 1,000, 1,500 rupees required. Oh, how can I do? Nothing, I have nothing to buy with me. Everything is just in this erecting the goddess. Then once person said, all right, you apply for this water pipe. So I applied for it, anyhow, by grace of Krishna, it was sanctioned, I got a pipe, 24-hour water supply. This must I arranged and applied for the electricity. Then I wrote later to Prabhupada, now I have done this thing according to instruction, and then you will be coming to Orissa. At that time Prabhupada was in Hyderabad, so I went there. Prabhupada wrote me later, I want to build a temple in Bhubaneswar just like Jagannath Puri temple. You understand? Because his disciples were threatened, Jagannath would come and stay here. Come with a plan and estimate. I am not an engineer, I don't know all these things, so I approached some engineer. I had one friend that time. And requested, please, I'm going to Hyderabad. My Guru Maharaj has written this thing, will you please give me plan and estimate of Jagannath Puri temple? I will build here. Oh, huge circulant task. How do you say that within one day I can do it and you are going the next day? You are such a great engineer, can do it. Please do it. Anyhow, a rough estimate, some crores of rupees. Gave him just a picture like that. I went with that and showed it to Prabhupada there in Hyderabad. I said, oh, so this amount of money, crores of rupees. Oh, yes. It's like you want to build a temple just like the Jagannath temple. So that's all right. Then I came back here and requested Prabhupada, all right, when you'll be coming. He said, I am going to that Kumbh Mela, that year, 1977, great Kumbh. In 12 years, once in 12 years it came. It comes. So in 1977 it came, that year 1279, this year it came, great Kumbh. So I am going to Kumbh Mela, you come to Kumbh Mela, from Kumbh Mela you go to Orissa. And you just bring this electric light for nothing else. But dictaphone, it is required. I said, all right, I have already applied for it. And soon we'll get it. So I came back here and arranged everything for the electricity. And it's granted. Electricity came. And then water came. Then I went to Kumbh Mela. Then from Kumbh Mela, we came here. In same train we came to Calcutta, and from Calcutta, then Prabhupada came here. I came just one day ahead with Prabhupada's car. Bhavananda came with me, and some 100 devotees came. Nothing was here, jungle, only one that hot. So some tents were pitched, 2-3 tents. People will stay there. Devotees, and it is winter, January, month of January, winter. Anyhow, I was thinking of, Prabhupada is coming means many devotees will come, Western devotees, men and women, and thousands of people will gather here. How can I accommodate, how can I feed them? I have no money. Anyhow, this Prabhupada's mercy, Mahaprabhu's mercy, I can't bother my head, finish. Prabhupada has given his willingness to come, he must come. So he came in train. Next day we went to the railway station with Kirtan, greeted him. Then we came here in the car. Prabhupada stayed there in that house, very humble, was staying in very palatial buildings, but he stayed there. I told Prabhupada, I have arranged a nice guest house, straight guest house. Who will stay there? No, 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 I will stay here. I won't stay there. You stay here. It's so humble. It's a Vaishnava. Because Swamis were staying under the trees in Vrindavan. So he stayed. Every day, hundreds of people were coming here to listen to him. Every day we had a program here, and he told me, go, go in. Whoever comes, he must be fed. Nobody will go without unfed. I'll see the cooking, the khichdi, at least give khichdi. That cooking pot should always be full, I'll say. Oh yes, Prabhupada, that must be done. But I have no money. I'll do it. Anyhow, Prabhupada has said, this must be done. Miraculously. how money came, and everything done nicely. I couldn't think of it. Every morning, the devotee who is in charge of this cooking, things, purchasing, Maharaj, give money, give money! All right, I'll give you money. Anyhow, money was coming. Everything went nicely. Big festival was arranged. And one Gupta is there in Bhubaneswar, big man. He came up. He arranged everything for the festival. Shamiana, decoration, feast, everything. Yes. Prabhupada said, previously Prabhupada had come to Orisha, and the Orishan cooking is very good. Prabhupada said, all right, you please arrange a good Brahmin who will cook nice food. Orisha's cooking is very nice. Prabhupada wanted to test it. Prabhupada was very fond of that mocha ghanto and kathal, you know. jackfruit, and ripe jackfruit, kathal. Mocha ghanto, a plantain flower. You understand? Mahaprabhu was very fond of. Krishna was very fond of. Prabhupada was fond of. So we arranged the thing, that Uriya cooked it. Still Prabhupada had his own cook, Palika Dasi was cooking also. Western disciple Palika. Anyhow, Prabhupada didn't feel an inconvenience here, though there are so many inconveniences, so magnanimous. He let down the cornerstone. At that time, the Gargamuni, Guru Kripa, and few others already, they objected to open center here because it was an out-of-way place. They told Prabhupada, why shall we spend money here? Better to open center in Puri. Prabhupada was not willing. Just tell them, all right, you get out. He called me to his room. He drove everybody out. Every ward, his ward was taped. All his tape record was on and on. But he, his secretary, his rewarding disciples, he dropped them out, one and all, get out. He just called me, and told me in a whispering voice, Gargamuni, they are objecting to open center here. They want it at Puri. But I said, no, I want open center here. This will be one of the best scholars' temples in the world. He said, like me, like that. And this place will be the heart of the city, you see. And just indicating his foreign disciples, he said, these people have problems. They can't stay here. You'll stay here. You'll do. You'll see that this project is done. So he put this responsibility on my head. These people will come and go, but they will help you. Cooperate and tolerate. You just want cooperate and tolerate. Yes. I must do, as you say. That is the asset. And see, he also told some other things, some confidential. Anyhow, that is the asset. It's in my heart, it's recorded in my heart, no tape. I said these deities, three altars, Krishna Balaram in the middle, brass deities, that will brass deities, Madinorisha, and Gaurnitai, brass deities, and Jagannath, Balabhadra, Subhadra, Dara. These three altars will be there, and Krishna Balaram Mandir. He said like that. And some other things also he told me, confidential. So he told me, nobody knew. And it's recorded in my heart, not anywhere, in any tape. When Tejas Das was here with me, he was a good devotee, good collector, collected much money, and he just helped me a lot in this, erecting this temple. I told, Prabhupada had said this thing, the deities will be made in Orisha. Brass deities will be made in Orisha. He didn't accept my words. He said, no, 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 no. When Prabhupada said at that time nice deity makers were there, now they are dead. They are dead. No nice deity maker is here now. I'll do it in Vrindavan. So what Prabhupada said, that it will be done in Orisha. Why don't you accept it as it is? But he was not prepared to accept. But I was firm. No, Prabhupada told me, if you want to, but I'll do. If you won't allow those deities to be established, this temple I'll erect separate temple and establish deities. Fourth in the words of mine, Guru Maharaj. You understand? Anyhow, Garbha he committed offense. Vishwabhai. So he couldn't stay here. Subsequently, the circumstances were so that he couldn't stay here. He left. Now, we have already built Krishna Balaram temple here in Orisha, brass, very big. Already Jagannath, very big. Deities were here. Already came. Only Thai deities will build now, we'll make now in Orisha, and it's a question of Lakshmi. As soon as we get Lakshmi, then work will be quicker. But funds short, anyhow, Prabhupada is sending you people to me to help me in the project. We cannot get enough money in Orisha. Orisha is a poor state. Prabhupada had one arrangement at that time that he told me that he go Govind, I'll give 50%, you'll give 50%. Matching grant, matching. First he gave 50,000 rupees. I deposited in Punjab PNB, Punjab National Bank. Then he said, you fill in. Whatever you give 50%, I'll give matching. But as soon as Prabhupada disappeared, it stopped. The grant would come from this MVT, Mahaprabhu Vrindavan Trust. But the people, the devotees, were handling that. They didn't listen to me. No, 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 if we'll give such money, then the fund will be exhausted. You take loan. I said, I can't take loan. I have no money. How can I pay it back? Prabhupada said so. No, no, no. That Tejas Das took some loan, some 2 lakhs of rupees or like that. He was collecting and he could have paid it back. But he is now no longer here. But they are just calculating. Compound interest, 2 lakhs now 10 lakhs. I said, how can I pay it back? I can't pay it back. I have no money. Rather you pay money. Anyhow you go on calculating, I can pay it. I have no money. I need money, you help me. Listen, you see. Anyhow, I'm not getting any help from that fund. The Prabhupada is sending now some these Western disciples to me. They are helping me. Prabhupada said, these people will help you. Cooperate and all that. And I was doing that. This Western devotees have many problems. I have to tolerate it. Prabhupada told me. And I was doing that. That Bhagavad Das, Tejas Das, I have tolerated him much. Always remembering what Mahaguru Maharaj, we said, oh, tolerate, cooperate, all right. I said, all right, you put thunderbolt on my head, I'll tolerate. And I was doing that. Anyhow, by his mercy, now it is getting up, growing, and his desires will be fulfilled when his pure devotee of Krishna's desire must be fulfilled sooner or later. So, you should help, and then get Prabhupada's mercy. That much. Then I'll speak something in Oriya. All right? Yes. Prabhupada.
Just thinking, last time I put it. Two times I've been to Vrindavan during when he was bedridden. Just before, 4 days back. You understand? He was going to live this material world. I was there. He was asking me, Lord Bhogi, is there any development in Bhuvaneswar? How is Bhuvaneswar? He told me, how is the climate of Bhuvaneswar? Bhuvaneswar climate is very good. He said, I want to go there. But he was so bedridden. So all reading the Bible said, don't take too far to this day. So but he said I will go. Anyhow. So he was always thinking of Bhuvaneswar for his last days. Such a this project, last project. If someone helps here, Prabhupada will be very, very pleased. You understand?
Yes.
Must get his blessings. Oh, sure.